tweet at Today SOR.
More than 500 people attended a public meeting in Oughterard in County Galway last night when locals vowed to fight plans to have a direct provision centre in their community. In recent weeks, work has been taking place at the former Connemara Gateway Hotel, which has been closed for well over a decade now. The refurbishment of the 60-room hotel is taking place as a tender process is ongoing to find locations for new asylum seeker centres in the west of Ireland. Now, a spokesperson for the Department of Justice told RTE News last night it couldn't confirm the location of new centres at this time, but said an evaluation of offers was underway. I'm joined now by local reporter Bernie Neil Laharta, who was at that meeting, and I'll speak as well presently to Catherine Connolly, TD, independent TD for Galway West, who was also there. Bernie, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Just tell us about this meeting, first of all.
Well, I'd say by the time the meeting ended, there was over 700, maybe even up to 1,000 in the hall, and there's only a population of 1,600 in the actual town. The meeting was, it was a heated meeting, a very angry meeting, and there was the fear factor was there, fear of the unknown, and anger at the lack of consultation, or the lack of knowledge. And probably as well, there was this fear, and it was probably aimed at the Minister of State, Sean Kyne, when he stood up to speak, that they weren't being told anything, you know, and that they didn't, they were afraid of 300 people being put into this, what they kept describing it as a white elephant or a compound on the edge of the town. People who stood up, Sean said, especially people running businesses, that they were just getting back on their feet as a beautiful, formal tourist town, and that they were welcoming, and that they would welcome families, that they would volunteer to take a few families and have them integrated in the town, but not situated in a compound. That's what they kept calling it in this former hotel building,
and
which I'm parked right outside now.
I see. Yeah, it was a famous landmark back in the day. I remember driving past it a few weeks ago thinking, gosh, it's a kind of a sorry sight, but it looked like the beginnings of a restoration were underway at that stage in the month of August. But so you say Sean Kyne, was he barracked from the floor, or did he have any information to impart?
Well, he didn't, because he did say that he had tried when he had been asked by constituents from this area what was going on at the former hotel, that he too was fobbed off by the department for those reasons, as you said, John, that they couldn't comment on locations of potential direct provision centres. But that he reminded the public meeting that Ireland was obligated to take asylum seekers who could prove that they'd been persecuted and in their own country and couldn't go back to their own country. And he was booed and heckled from the floor. The meeting did give an opportunity for people in their anger, Sean, to make a few racist remarks. You know the way, there was such anger that people kept saying, these people were, and people said, look after our own first, what about giving money, accommodating the 10,000 people who are homeless in the country. How come there's no social housing in Oughterard? There's people on the housing list. Our Garda station is closed down. The two primary schools and the one secondary school, full capacity. You know, they just were highlighting a forgotten rural town.
And Bernie, we'll speak in a few minutes to Catherine Connolly, who was there. There was another independent deputy as well, Noel Grealish. What have you got in your notebook from him?
Well, I was so gobsmacked, Sean, that I think I momentarily stopped writing because you'd imagine that public you expect public representatives to speak with some sort of measure to when they speak at public meetings. And I know Noel and a very personable person. But he made a comment. He kind of said that generally he kind of said these wouldn't be Christian Syrian families who are persecuted and hounded by ISIS. These the people that will be coming into this direct provision centre might be economic migrants from Africa who are sponging on the country. I mean, I hate even repeating it, Sean, because I feel ashamed to even repeat the words.
Well, you have it, as I say, in your notebook, we have been trying to get in touch with Deputy Grealish, and in fact we'd still have a few minutes to give him if he wants to clarify and explain those comments or confirm them, but look, that's up to him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was there a motion passed fast or what?
Yeah, I was surprised that there was a little ballot. We all got information on our way in and a little ballot slip. Are you for or against the potential, you know, direct provision centre? And there was a yes and a no in Square. And I took one, I didn't cast a ballot, obviously. But the box was going around before the meeting even started, and people were putting their ballots into the box. When I was going home, when I was leaving the community hall, I saw people queuing up like election day, putting their ballot slips into a cardboard box at a table outside the front door. So I think it was overwhelmingly majority did not want this and don't want this centre in the town.
Who organised the meeting?
Councillor Tom Welby lives in the town and he's a local, so he chaired the meeting, and I think he had told me earlier yesterday that he had decided to have it in the community hall, so that to clarify a planning issue. There's work going on here. There's been no planning application for anything apparently, and now I don't think you need planning to refurb an existing building, but you would need planning apparently for change of use. But Sean Kine later clarified that for a direct provision, there's a loophole that you would not need that permission.
Yeah.
But there's some works going on to the rear of the building, which I cannot see from where I am, which would be water and sewage treatment, and that would be an issue for the County Council because it might have an impact on the water quality in Waterford, and that's of paramount importance to Waterford because of the Corrib Lakes and the fisheries. So, but again, they would be able to fix it and get around it. And anyway,
okay, Bernie, thank you very much indeed for that account of proceedings last night. Catherine Connolly, TD for Galway West. You were there last night as well. I mean, do you think that Bernie O'Neill Laherty has given us a pretty good flavour of proceedings?
Yeah, good. Good morning, Sean. To you, Gwitcher Modgen. Certainly she has given a very fair account of last night's meeting. I was just a few minutes late arriving, so the chair, Councillor Thomas Welby, was reading out something to the group when I arrived in. I would say that the figures were somewhere between 750 and 1,000. It was overwhelming. I found it difficult to get up to the top table where we were sitting. I went to that meeting, as I do to all meetings, really, but I inquired what it was about, and I was told it was about an unauthorised development. I sat there and listened to it. I have to say, at various stages, it was very troubling, some of the comments made. Having said that, I understood the genuine anger of the people. And I sat there and listened, and comments were made, exactly as the journalist has outlined, including that there weren't Christians being persecuted, which was, I took a note, that we're not talking about the persecuted Christians, amongst other comments. Now, I have to say, that did not reflect the people that were there. But certainly the anger was palpable. I had to use all my energy to stand and get my thoughts together in relation to this matter. Now, I sit on a public accounts committee and I'm very familiar with it from the money point of view. And I tried to correct some of the facts that were given out as facts, and because wrong figures were being given. And I pointed out that almost 1,000 people are in direct provision, actually the exact figure is I just get it here and I've just lost it, but it's less than 1,000, but almost 1,000 who have status and can't leave. I pointed out that I was totally opposed to direct provision as a way of dealing with asylum seekers, that it was inhuman and it had caused problems. However, that I was worried about some of the matters that were being commented on as facts and some of the things that were being said. I was heckled myself at one or two points, and I reminded people that I was there as a TD in a very friendly town, and I must say that the vast majority of people, almost all of them, listened. I think that I'm 100% behind the people if it's about an unauthorised development. I have no time for unauthorised development. In relation to this direct provision, I can see where people are coming from in the sense of the Department of Justice has simply never learned any lessons from debacle after debacle. And they are clouded in secrecy and there is no openness and accountability.
OK, well, look, we leave it there. We await further developments. And as I say, that invitation to Noel Greeley stands. Catherine Connolly, TD for Galway West. Garamila Mogat, August Fresh and Bernie Laherty, thank you as well. We'll be talking about rugby and Japan after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.